On behalf of the faculty and staff of Eastern Mennonite University, I welcome all of you to this celebration. To the class of 2014, this is your day. Congratulations for all the hard work you have completed to reach this very significant milestone. We extend a special welcome to the family and friends of this class. We welcome you to join in celebrating the achievements of these graduates of EMU. Our graduates know full well that your support has been an integral part of their college success or their graduate programs, culminating in this celebration of their accomplishments. In this commencement exercise, we send you forth as 2014 graduates to new communities, to new opportunities, and we pray that you will continue to experience Christ and follow His call to witness faithfully, serve compassionately, and walk boldly in the way of nonviolence and peace. We know well that this mission is frequently not popular, that we have not provided you with perfect answers for the journey, but we pray that in our time together we have also learned some things that will make us a better university and you a better follower of the God who created us all and seeks to be in communion with all of His creation. Andrew Dula, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Chair of the EMU Board of Trustees, will lead in our opening prayer of invocation. Following the invocation, a string ensemble of students with Charlie Good, Chloe Raber, and Jacinda Stolle will perform Vozelant. Andy?
Please join me in prayer. God of wisdom, power, love, sacrifice, and justice, we take this time at the start of our graduation to ask for your blessing and guidance as we pause at this crossing place. We remember with honest gratitude that those graduating today did not get here by accident. This has been a long journey that started before anyone arrived at Eastern Mennonite University. We take time to remember all those who have encouraged, taught, nurtured, prayed, and paid that we could be at this crossing place today. We give thanks for families. We give thanks for teachers, mentors, professors, and administrators. We give thanks for faithful friends. At this crossing place, we look back over the years of study at EMU, the papers, exams, classes, deadlines, extensions, relationships, road trips, games, sleepless nights, laughter, and yes, sadness, and we give thanks. At this crossing place, we look ahead with anticipation and with anxiety to a future which is sometimes uncertain and always unknown. And God, we pray that you would bless and guide those graduating today. We don't ask today that you would prosper their plans and schemes, but rather we pray that your Spirit will guide those graduating today to walk gently in your path of love, seeking justice, making peace, cherishing the earth and one another. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The graduates' perspectives will be given by two undergraduate students, Chaska Yoder and Aaron Erb. Becky Serra will speak on behalf of the Adult Degree Completion Program, representing the RN and BSN Nursing Program. And Kasser Ahmed will speak on behalf of graduate programs, representing the Master's in Biomedicine Program. They will speak in that order.
Welcome, EMU administrators, faculty and staff, Nobel Peace Laureate Lema Bowie, friends, family, and class of 2014. This afternoon, I extend a heartfelt thanks for your presence here on this momentous occasion. 1 year ago, I sat in a circle of peers as I participated in a small class discussion. I'm sure we were discussing important ideas and important people that were supposed to heighten my level of intellect, if only I could comprehend how they all fit together. I really can't tell you exactly what we were talking about that day. What I do remember is that someone in the class asked the question, "What about love? Where does that enter into our conversation?" Laughter entered our circle. Not mean-spirited laughter, but more of a dismissive or amused kind of laughter. Why should we talk about love right now? Let's do that. Let's talk about love right now. Let's talk about the fact that learning to really and truly love ourselves and other people will be the hardest and the best thing that we do in our lives. And how do we love? How do we love when the sweet strains of amazing grace cannot be heard? Or when listening is a long and painful process? Or when the siren sounds of success weigh heavily against our previously established priorities? How then? 2 years ago, I was sitting in another classroom circle, flanked by my cross-cultural comrades for the semester. The upper room of a building at Anaphora, our retreat center outside of Cairo, housed our class for the morning. All eyes in our circle fixed on a small, robed man, sitting near a large sheet of paper. Bishop Thomas held our attention as he scribbled away, explaining the similarities and the differences between Judaism, Islam, and Christianity. This man, whose weary flock was looking to him for hope and guidance in the wake of the Arab Spring, gave us the key to learning how to really love. We give out of our identity, he told us. In essence, our capacity to love directly relates to the choices in how we've invested our time and energy. We give out of our identity. And so, for example, if the core of our identity is grounded in the past, maybe a significant, embarrassing failure event, our outpouring of love is diminished by our inability to give grace to ourselves. If, on the other hand, our identity is deeply rooted in the ways of Christ, swept up in a perfect love, our own capacity to love can stretch far beyond our own comprehension as we give out of a never-ending source. My friends, there is no advice that I can give to you today that you haven't already heard. So instead, I urge you. I urge you to go through life seeking paths that birth love for your Creator, for the people around you, and for yourselves. And when those paths are difficult or seemingly too complex to travel, remember that you give out of your identity, an identity that you have the power to create. And so, class of 2014, go, leave, love, and be loved. And may the world bear witness to the transformative power of lives devoted to loving. May it be so.
Good afternoon. A warm welcome to all of you gathered here in celebration of the 2014 graduating class. The bouts of nostalgia have been coming more and more frequently these last few weeks, as they've infiltrated my exhausted late-night walks from library to apartment, my breaks from class to class, or my laughter with friends I've held dear these last 4 years. I've been struck by the beauty of the system of support with which I've been privileged. Given your presence at this ceremony today, graduates, I assume we shared some degree of gratitude on this level, as the end of college brings about many thanks for professors, parents, recent graduates, administrators, staff, and a Nobel Peace laureate or two who have walked with us, I'm aware of the debt we owe to our elders, both close and distant in age. Although this appreciation cannot be overstated, I'm a little disconcerted by the security I personally find in these relationships and my tendency to seek wisdom with my vision directed up to those older than me rather than looking around and below me. Frankly, I see a dependence on these mentors of mine fostered by the assumption that wisdom flows from top to bottom, old to young, and institutionally educated to works in progress. As graduates, I wonder where this system leaves us, commencing into a world that hasn't worked very hard to prepare us for the positions of leadership that we're expected to fill. Now, it seems a little late in our formal education to whine about the institutionalized asymmetries of knowledge. I'm not interested in complaining, and my patience with finger-pointing has reached its limit in recent months. What I'm interested in and fascinated by, really, is the obstinacy with which you, graduating class, have resisted the systems that attempt to covertly coerce you into habits of helplessness and passive receptivity. In part, we've been spoiled by the freedom EMU provides for those who seek opportunity to actually create it for themselves. As a subsystem nestled in a broken education system, EMU does beckon students into lives oriented towards shaping their own futures rather than concerning them with satisfying a socially appropriate roles. I take great pride in the ability of this graduating class to claim that invitation and grow in it. Our class has initiated student campaigns for the Science Center, led groups of faith around the country, resurrected cohorts determined to celebrate gender identity, commandeering art galleries, embraced roles essential for athletic team success, and pursued academic excellence for more than the letter grade. While I'm confident many of our triumphs have been supported and enabled by our mentors, I believe it is important to realize that the distinctions between us and our role models are collapsing as we graduate. Graduates of 2014, we have always held, and will continue to nurture, the ability to assume responsibility for the paths our lives take. As we recognize the gifts we hold within ourselves, perceptions of youthful ineptitude are passing away. My hope for all of us, as we carry our short years of rich experience from EMU, is that we can continue seeking mentors who give input into our lives. Even in that pursuit, though, let's recognize the ways we've already served as mentors for others, and the ways we'll continue to do so. The real world that we've constructed as some kind of post-college experience has been with us for a lifetime, so let's commence from here believing that fully. Honored graduate of 2014, as you leave this lawn today, appreciate your readiness for the months and years ahead. You have gifts, you have knowledge, and you have an inherent value in this world. Go well, knowing you are as ready as you should be.
Welcome, family, friends, faculty, students, and guests to Eastern Mennonite University's 96th commencement. My name is Becky Sarah, and I am honored to speak on behalf of the Adult Degree Completion Program. Since mid-November of 2012, each member of my cohort, Cohort 74, met every Tuesday evening from 6 until 10 p.m. to study the necessary coursework for earning a Bachelor of Science with a degree in nursing. A cohort differs from the traditional class because its members share common characteristics. In our case, we are all registered nurses practicing in various specialties. We all lead busy lives. Most of us are married and raising children and managing a home. Throughout the week, we completed our assignments either independently or in groups when we had that occasional group project that we all loved so much. Then we reunited on Tuesday evenings to share our findings during class discussions. These commonalities bonded us together as we studied the same material, but applied it differently to our own professional practice. The highlight of each class was enjoying one another's culinary creations. For each week, two classmates prepared dinner for the rest of the cohort. I believe this biblical concept of coming together as one and sharing a meal is a key to the success of the program. The ADCP faculty and staff provided the support and reassurance we needed to get through the rigorous academic program. Patty Eckard's reliable weekly welcome and personal touches provided stability and consistency as the modules sped by. Tammy Kaiser provided the inspiration to press on as she continues her own education, practices as a public health nurse, and teaches nursing curriculum. I wish I had the time to recognize everyone who's been so instrumental in our success. So what does it mean to be graduating? For many, it is the beginning of more school and graduate degrees. For some, it means better employment opportunities. For nurses, it means being part of the Institute of Medicine's vision for the future of nursing. And to others, it simply means regaining the time to cook a side dish to go with a main course, catch up on sleep, or take a leisurely walk with a friend. I've been practicing as a registered nurse for 35 years and am a prime example that it's never too late to continue your education. All that you need is to believe in yourself and to find a program that supports that belief. Whatever the future holds for each member of this graduating class, we thank our Lord and EMU for leading us there. Congratulations, graduates.
good afternoon, faculty, friends, and families in class of 2014. My name is Kasser Ahmed, and I'm a member of the first graduating class from the MA in Biomedicine program. When I was asked to do this, I didn't quite know what I'd talk about, so I decided to talk about my own experience here the last few years. I didn't know much about EMU coming into this program, except that they had a pretty good basketball program and a science department with a fantastic reputation. I soon realized that there was much more to EMU than I thought. The biomedicine program, for those of you that don't know, is designed to help students strengthen their grasp on the sciences and the field of medicine. My peers and I each enter this program with aspirations of being healthcare professionals, whether that is in the field of medicine, dentistry, or health administration, among many others. The growth for each of us, as is also the case for each of you, over these past few years is indicative of what we've learned and the hard work we have put in. I think we have all grown to understand our strengths and weaknesses, which will surely help us succeed in our future endeavors. Something I found unique and welcoming at EMU was that professors instituted an open-door policy of sorts. I did not have the privilege of experiencing this as an undergrad. This open-door policy allowed for students to come in and ask questions, even outside of scheduled office hours, which for someone like me happened a lot. I had plenty of questions for all faculty members, not just the professors. The saying that there's no such thing as a bad question, well, I took full advantage of that. Even with all the questions I had, faculty members did the best they could to answer these questions, and more importantly, helped myself as well as others as much as possible. I thank them for that. Another aspect of EMU I found interesting was how the biomedicine program, as well as other graduate programs, implement a transdisciplinary approach, allowing students to learn from a variety of disciplines, having the ability to view several perspectives. This program, along with the other graduate programs at EMU, work together in a way that you will not see at other schools. Students are encouraged to challenge themselves with the understanding that professors have the best interests of the student in mind. I was able to take classes in the MBA program and the Master's in Nursing program. These programs allow you to open your mind and view academics from a different perspective, whether that is from the viewpoint of a CEO of an organization or a nurse practitioner. Most importantly, the information you can learn from the experiences of your professors and your fellow students will inevitably help you at some point in your lives. So as we sit here on this great day, I want each of you to look around and thank the people that have helped you make it this far, and realize that these people believe in you and will continue to believe in you as you take on the next challenge in your lives. I know the friendships I have made with my classmates and professors will go on even as we go our separate ways. On behalf of my classmates, Kenny Hayden, Joelle Hackney, Christy Nguyen, Ghassan Mohsen, Jasmine Thrash, and Felicia Shiflett, and everyone in the MA in Biomedicine program, congratulations, class of 2014. Thank you.
Thank you to each of you for those perspectives. It's my honor today to introduce our speaker, Lima Bowie. You can read a more complete introduction of her in the program booklet. Lima is a beloved member of the EMU community, a 2007 graduate of the Conflict Transformation Program. Lima had already made many contributions to the field of peace building in her home country of Liberia when she arrived here for study in our Summer Peace Building Institute in 2004. As a young mother, she was not willing to stand by while men, women, and children of her country suffered under violent, tyrannical rule. She was instrumental in mobilizing the women of Liberia in a movement that ultimately brought an end to the Second Civil War in her home country. It was for this work that Lima was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 2011. Lima's links to Mennonites began in 1998 when she received training in trauma, healing, and reconciliation with Dr. Barry Hart, a professor in our Center for Justice and Peacebuilding, and then worked to rehabilitate child soldiers. Encouraged by close colleagues in West Africa who had been educated at CJP, Lima first came to EMU in 2004, as I said, to attend the Summer Peacebuilding Institute. Then she returned for training in strategies and trauma awareness and resilience, which we call STAR, in 2005. And then in 2006 and 7, she was a resident here at EMU as she finished her master's degree in conflict transformation. In her memoir, Mighty Be Our Powers. Lima credits another Liberian, Sam Doe, who earned a master's degree from CJP in 1998 and is with us today, along with CJP professors Hezekiah Sefa, John Paul Lederach, and Howard Zare, with particularly influencing her journey to peace building. We are grateful, humbled, even proud to have been entrusted with the care of her eldest son, Joshua, the past 4 years, who is a member of this graduating class, and we extend a special welcome to her family. Now, I'd like to add just one personal word. Most people know, and many people know, the story of the incredible foresight that our Office of Alumni Affairs had in naming her the Alumnus of the Year in the spring of 2011. And then we were grateful to notice that the Nobel Peace Prize Selection Committee took note of our wisdom and named her as a nominee for the Peace Prize. There were more than 240 nominees. And so it was just 1 week before she was to come here as Alumnus of the Year of that fall that she learned, along with the rest of the world, that she had been, in fact, one of three persons selected that year. And she kept her commitment, even though life changed for her dramatically in a course of just hours. I will also make a confession. Many people know that very few decisions do I make here, do I make on my own without consultation with either faculty leaders or members of the President's Cabinet. But 1 week before, when we learned that she was in fact going to be honored in December of 2011, we learned that we had one ticket allocated to Eastern Mennonite University for that ceremony in Oslo, Norway. I took no consultation. It was a highlight of my career. And while I will confess and perhaps even ask for forgiveness for having not consulted, the reality is that if another Nobel Peace Prize winner is named as an alumnus of EMU and I'm still here, I'm not consulting anytime. Lima, it's great to have you here. We're excited to hear what you have to share with us. Welcome back to EMU.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's so good to be back. This week, and I'm not trying to have a swag here with these sunglasses. It's actually my glasses I have to see. I've come a full circle of 4 years in 1 weekend. And follow me. When we were looking for a school for my son, Josh, I had my own checklist as the evil mother. Limited partying, check. Limited public transportation, check. A lot of churches, check. A whole lot of Jesus, check. And so he came. And after the first year, he said, Mama, are you going to get me a car? I said, of course, baby. As soon as you get into the junior year. Junior year, he didn't even see me look towards getting him a bicycle, so he didn't ask. Friday, my husband and our four-year-old got on a train from New York to Stanton. We got to Stanton. I left my driver's license in New York. Hertz would not rent us a car, even if I was the president of Liberia. So I'm standing there. Jay cannot, because something's wrong with his card. Okay, I take the fault. I lost his card, so he had only the temporary card. So we asked the guy, is there another car company? He said, yes. He called, and he said, they can't do it. They were even worse. And then we said, taxi company in Staten, yeah, there's one. And they called one, the taxi company, and the woman got on the phone with me and said, sweetie, I'm mighty busy today. You have to wait 30 minutes. I said, no problem, it's not that bad. 30 minutes later, I called back and she says, "Sweetie, it's mighty busy today, 1 hour." Just in that time, a friend called from New Jersey, "Have you all arrived?" And I said, "Fatu, we're mighty stranded today." We went to another place and we couldn't get a car. And usually my first instinct would be, "Jesus!" And he would answer me, but there seemed to be no hope. And then I stood there and said, "Lord, what is this?" And this quiet voice whispered to me, "Payday. What you did to that little child is coming back to you today." So I took pay, Josh, for sending you here. But if I had to do it again, I will do it. President Loring, Provost Nix, members of the faculty, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, my CJP family, I want to say thank you all for inviting me. When EMU calls, it's like a parent calling, and I can't say no. I do share a lot, as President Loring said, with a lot of the parents here today. I have my son. He's here. And people, you need to start waving that picture of him at 10 years old. Yeah, so that everyone gets to see. That's our way of embarrassing him. My home is 5,000 miles away from this campus, but this is a place that is very close to my heart. And to you, the graduating class, I hope you all can take with you your experiences and friendship wherever the path leads you. I made friends here, and usually when I'm in East Africa, I have a home there because of the sisters and brothers that I made when I was here at EMU. Today is a momentous occasion. A lot of you are feeling just like you felt on the first day of school. There's a high amongst a lot of you. You've accomplished what many people thought you could not. My son Josh, coming to this school, experienced the nightmare of a mother calling from Africa when it was 1 a.m. at EMU. "Nuku," as I would call him, "what are you doing?" And he said, "Mama, we're studying." But then my ears is trained to the phone to hear the sound in the background. And then at one point I hear a girl laugh. I said, "What is she doing in your dorm?" And he said, "Mama, she came to study." I said, "Jesus, where would those girls come to study? Nuku, I'm looking at you. Send her home right now." It's been a long journey. A long journey. Lack of confidence of a lot of us had in your ability, especially the undergrads, to pull this off. I know. But look around you. And I'm sure, like my son, a lot of you are saying to your parents, "See, we showed you. You did a good job, and you need to applaud yourselves." I would like to speak to you today about embracing the present. Last night, when we came to the baccalaureate, I almost fainted when the speaker went into my talk. And I was like, "Jesus, God, I don't have the time to write another speech." And then I said the only consolation I had for myself was to say the Holy Ghost is speaking. What she said is what these young people need to hear, and God himself knows it. Embracing your present. Amidst all of the excitement today, and I know that there are bits of anxieties amongst many of us, because the path from university to career is less smooth today. And the promises that we, the parents, once enjoy, that if you worked hard, success awaits, are less assured. But uncertainty is no excuse for paralysis. It is enticing to overlook the present and skip to the future. the stream of when I, and after this, and maybe when, and then, is a tempting exercise to plan long term. Conversely, it short-sights our ability to take action in the present. Let me tell you about myself. Last fall, I got a teaching position in New York at a university, and I'm taking 1 year off. I'm giving a two-bedroom apartment, and I decided I am not going to spend money to furnish this place because it's just a year. After 1 year, I'm going back to Monrovia. After 1 year, I will be working at the foundation. And maybe, just maybe, I will be traveling all over the place. So the only thing I need is a comfortable bed. So my friends in New York and New York family donated furniture here and there. When, if, wanting to go to take a walk in Central Park one day when I have the time, to go to a movie one day, to do this one day, when, if, and never really stopping to say to myself, embrace. This 1 year. Embrace the present. This is where you are. New York is where you've been sent by God for this moment. Embrace the present. Embracing the present, I've come to learn, allow us to see practical ways we can make a difference, even when our lives are in a state or in conditions of pain. Sometimes embracing your present and channeling your energy can mean taking change when everyone making changes, when everyone else thinks it's impossible to do. When I was your age, a lot of the graduates here, my country, Liberia, raged with war. I already had 2 children. I was poor with only a high school diploma. I had dreams for my family. The when I, if I, after this, maybe, someday, those were the daydreams that I had, and I could not translate them into reality. It wasn't until I embraced the present that I realized I could achieve a future. I never set out to be a global women's rights activist. I live in a community where the pastime of the young people was having sex. There were 4 little girls who were constantly huddled together, afraid of the young boys in the community. I noticed them, though I lived in a domestic violent relationship. I noticed those little girls, invited them into my living room, and it began the moment of having conversations about bodily integrity, the importance of education. 18 years later, I will meet one of those little girls, and she will walk up to me and say, "Miss Lima, I graduated from high school. I'm in college, and like you used to tell us, I have no babies." That was like another Nobel Peace Prize for me. I never set out to be a revolutionary. I started with a group of women tired of war. The interesting part of the women's story is that the battalion of women that I work with had dreams too. The if, the when, I want to be educated, I want to start a business, I want to travel, I want this, I want that, if, when, however, maybe, someday. But their realities at the time was filled with hunger, pain, abuse, death of children and spouses, and many more. But did that stop them from embracing the challenge of the present situation they felt at the time? The answer is a resounding no. As you sit here today, there are a lot of talk around you. I'm sure Josh is so sick and tired of me asking, "So what next? What do you intend to do? What's going to happen after graduation? What is it that you're going to do?" And I'm sure those are the questions that many of you are being asked by your family members and friends. Some of you will go on to fellowships. Others will start a job. Some will go into graduate school. But the question that comes is, even as you leave EMU today and step out into the market square of life, into the world, how are you going to embrace your present? What difference are you going to make? I like the undergrad speaker that said we all have something unique in us to offer the world. But are you waiting until you've developed that unique skill before you can embrace the present, or are you going to step out and decide, this is exactly what I want to do? Are you going to step out and say, I'm going to work for justice, equality, peace? And I see a lot of people sign up for the Green Ribbon, making commitments and doing other things. There are a lot of things to do out there. How are you going to embrace your present? The only thing today, distinguished graduates, that separates you from Nelson Mandela, Dr. Martin Luther King, Wangari Maathai, and many more, is that their sense of uncertainty about their future did not paralyze their sense of purpose. They all achieved the same milestone many of you wish for. They had good jobs, some married, some had children, but they also embraced their present to make a better life for others in the future. They did not wait for good to happen for themselves in order for good to happen to others. In 2003, I'll go back to the story of the time we protested in Liberia. I met an old lady. We used to wake up 6 in the morning and sit in an open field like this, except no chairs, no shade over us. She would come and sit quietly. When it was time for prayer, she would pray. Her clothes were worn out, and you could see poverty written all over her. One day, I came very early, and she was the only one sitting there. I engaged her in a conversation. She told me she had 2 sons that she lost in succession as a result of the 2 different civil wars. And the question she asked me, do you have sons? And I said, yes. She said, I've come to this space to protest, to fight for peace, to work for peace, because I don't want you to lose your sons. Her present was filled with heartaches and pains, but she chose to embrace it to create a better future for Liberia. She knew that her 2 sons could never share the future she was helping to create. But for her, it was still important to embrace that present to create a better future. In my work across this country and many places, and trust me, I've been all over, from Chicago to, and most times I would tell young people, ask me anything, including about my love life. And that's my way of breaking the ice. And sometimes I've gotten them. So I've been all over. But the one common thread, every time we engage in a conversation with young people, how do I start? How do I embrace my present to create a better world, a world for people? And the one challenge that I realize tend to hold a lot of young people back is other people's perception of what you will do, other people's perception of how you will start, other people's perception or your family's perception of after spending. And I'm sure if Josh came to me and said, I'm going to do something that didn't seem like it would bring a lot of money to him, I would be questioning, because those are the things that usually hinder us from stepping and embracing the present. But I want you to listen to what Gandhi says, because sometimes the ideas that come to mind for us to embrace our present are crazy ideas. He says, first, they ignore you. So when you decide to embrace your present and make a difference, people will ignore you. Then they will laugh at you. Then they will fight you. And then you win. So to answer the question of how do I begin, when do I begin, I tell young people, begin now. Begin with what you have, a pen, a paper, your laptop or cell phone, that budding crazy idea or nudging concern, and a whole bunch of enthusiasm. and if you're lucky, one crazy friend like yourself. A typical example of this form is Suzanne B. Anthonyn and Elizabeth Stanton. They both will later refer to each other as one person forging the thunderbolt and the other one firing them. They embraced their present, fought slavery, and got a place in the history of their community and the world. Dear graduates, the world needs you to embrace the present in order to carve out a different and a better future. The world is crying out for race takers and change makers. And this whole group sitting here, if you just step out there and decide, I'm going to use my little gift and talent to change the world, imagine what will happen and what a beautiful world we will create. Those places that have been in many parts of the world, including this country, are crying out for change makers. From Libya to Syria to southern Sudan to Nigeria to other parts of the world with all of the crisis raging, even Chicago today, that is referred to as Chirac, is crying for people who would dare to embrace the present, dare to be laughed at, dare to be mocked, dare to be scorned, but they will do something that history will remember them. Don't hold back. Don't hold out. As you move to your next level, remember these words. All too often, people surrender the living in the moment for the future or live in the past. But life is available now, only in the present. Mahatma Gandhi would remind us, and I quote, "The future depends on what we do in the present," unquote. Go out there, be the best that you can be. Congratulations to you all, and may God's grace, blessings follow you throughout your journey, even as you begin now. To the parents out there, myself included, well done. Especially for those of us who paid out of pocket, well done. Thank you for the support. Thank you for the phone calls and the prayers. Thank you to all of our family members who endured the calls for help, and sometimes family members who we call to help us maintain our sanity. To the faculty and staff of EMU, and to my son's advisor, Paulette, I have to call you out. We won't be celebrating today if I wasn't calling you like a crazy mother also and pushing him to go and see Paulette. As we say in our Liberian English, a big thank you, yeah, to all of the professors. May you reap all you sowed in the lives of our children. To President Lauren, Provost Nis, and to everyone in person and in spirit, thank you again for the invitation to be here, to be back at EMU. Now, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, dear graduating class, let's embrace the present and let the parties and the dancing begin. Thank you.
Thank you so very, very much. Wonderful words. Thank you, Lima, for making us proud. This time I'd like to invite the faculty and staff of EMU to please stand so that graduates and their families can thank you for making EMU the great place that it is. Would faculty and staff please stand to be recognized? Each year we ask one of the directors of a master's degree program to assist with the hooding of those receiving master's degrees in numerous programs. This year we've asked Dr. Roman J. Miller, professor of biology and director of the master's in biomedicine program, to assist with the hooding. I invite Jim Smucker, Dr. Jim Smucker, graduate dean and vice president of the university, to begin with the conferring of the degrees.
President Schwarzentruper, faculty, board of trustee representatives, parents, family, friends, I'm honored to present the Master of Arts in Biomedicine, Master of Arts in Conflict Transformation, the Master of Arts in Counseling, the Master of Arts in Education, the Master of Arts in Interdisciplinary Studies, the Master of Arts in Business Administration, and the Master of Science in Nursing, graduating classes of 2014, on this occasion of the 96th annual commencement of Eastern Mennonite University. We recognize the following persons: those who have completed requirements for the Master of Arts in Biomedicine, Master of Arts in Conflict Transformation, the Master of Arts in Counseling, the Master of Arts in Education, Master of Arts in Interdisciplinary Studies, Master of Business Administration, and Master of Science in Nursing degrees, April 2014. Those who will complete requirements of the Master of Arts in Biomedicine, Master of Arts in Conflict Transformation, the Master of Arts in Counseling, the Master of Arts in Education, Master of Arts in Interdisciplinary Studies, Master of Business Administration, and Master of Science in Nursing degree, summer or December 2014. Will the master's graduates please stand for the conferring of the degrees? President Schwarzentruper, on behalf of the Eastern Mennonite University faculty, I present these candidates for their degrees.
Upon the recommendation of the faculty of Eastern Mennonite University, and upon the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees, the Mennonite Education Agency, and the Commonwealth of Virginia, I confer upon each of you as presented the degrees of Master of Arts in Biomedicine, Master of Arts in Conflict Transformation, Master of Arts in Counseling, Master of Arts in Education, Master of Arts in Interdisciplinary Studies, Master of Business Administration, and Master of Science in Nursing, with all the rights, privileges, and honors pertaining thereto. We commission you to share the living faith to which God has called you with this degree. We further urge you to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. You may move your tassels from right to left. And you may be seated.
I am honored to present the students who have completed the requirements for the Graduate Certificate in Biomedicine, Graduate Certificate in Conflict Transformation, Graduate Certificate in Peacebuilding Leadership, Graduate Certificate in Peacebuilding and Conflict Transformation in Educational Settings, and the Graduate Certificate in Nonprofit Leadership and Social Entrepreneurship. Will Graduate Certificate candidates please stand?
On behalf of Eastern Mennonite University, I wish to recognize you as presented for the intensive study and achievement in completing the requirements for the courses prescribed, and therefore award you the Graduate Certificate in Biomedicine, Graduate Certificate in Conflict Transformation, Graduate Certificate in Peacebuilding Leadership, Graduate Certificate in Peacebuilding and Conflict Transformation in Educational Settings, and the Graduate Certificate in Nonprofit Leadership and Social Entrepreneurship. We commission you to share the living faith to which God has called you, and with this certificate, we further urge you to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. You may be seated.
President Schwarzentruber, faculty, Board of Trustees representatives, parents, family, friends, I'm honored to present the graduating class of 2014 on this occasion of the 96th annual commencement of Eastern Mennonite University. We recognize the following: all who have completed requirements for the Associate in Arts degree December 2013, all who have completed requirements for the Bachelor of Science degree December 2013,
all who have completed requirements for the Associate in Arts degree April 2014, all who have completed requirements for the Bachelor of Arts degree April 2014, all who have completed requirements for the Bachelor of Science degree April 2014, those who will complete requirements for the Associate in Arts degree summer or December 2014, those who will complete requirements for the Bachelor of Arts degree summer or December 2014, those who will complete requirements for the Bachelor of Science degree summer or December 2014, those who will complete requirements for the Certificate in Pastoral Ministry summer 2014. Will the undergraduate class of 2014 please stand for the conferring of the degrees? President Schwarzentruber, on behalf of the Eastern Mennonite University faculty, I present these candidates for their respective degrees.
Upon the recommendation of the faculty of Eastern Mennonite University and the authority vested in me by the EMU Board of Trustees, the Mennonite Education Agency, and the Commonwealth of Virginia, I confer upon each of you as presented the degrees of Associate in Arts, Bachelor of Arts, Bachelor of Science, and Certificate in Pastoral Ministry with all the rights, privileges, and honors pertaining thereto. We commission you to share the living faith to which God has called each of you. With this degree, we further urge you to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. You may move your tassels from right to left, and you may be seated. We recognize that many of you have come to honor a particular graduate today, and it's understandable that you may be eager to show a little enthusiasm as they receive their diploma. There are more than 400 graduates to be honored, and we would like each of them to receive the recognition that they deserve, and that will be most possible if your enthusiasm is moderate enough so that each graduate's name can be heard when announced. We also realize that some of you will want to take photos of your graduate. Please take them as quickly as possible, then step back for others to have their place. Finally, we would invite you to hold additional greetings until after the service, when there will be adequate time to meet each other on the lawn following the recessional. Thank you for being respectful to each other.
Now, with the graduates, prepare to come forward to receive your diplomas as I read your name. We will begin with the Master of Arts. Again, please hold your applause until the end. Kasser I. Ahmed. Kenneth Lee Hayden, Jr. Kassan A. Mohsin. Christy Noel Nguyen. Adrian Joel Hackney. Patrick M. Campbell. Corey Custer. Nathaniel Daniel. Ray Fillmore Garman III. Christian David Quesada Gonzalez. Muhammad Farshid Hakimyar. Melissa Paige Johnson. Charles Obruha Quellum. Yago Apoledo Menueno. Gordon Kenyon Merriweather III. Bashara Nassar. Cynthia Nassif. Marilyn Frakes Ratz. Ahmad Zabi Rahat. Sarah B. Roth Shank. Jonathan Swartz. Sameen Wadat. Emily Elizabeth Karakoff. Beth Ellen Erickson. Brittany Nicole Floyd. Melissa Noel Nagy. Michael Lynn Horst. Jennifer A. Kratz. Christopher Scott Lynn. Jennifer K. Miller. Stephanie Ann Ressler. Jennifer Lockman Senator. Glenda L. Sechrist. Halle Joyce Walcott. Brian T. Williams. Damon Michael Williams. Jenny Lynn Dietz. Sharon Lynn Estep. Laura Elizabeth Herr. Rodney L. Hess. Elizabeth Ann Hackman Kennel. Mariana Lorenzana. Rebecca Miller Martin. Diana Nieves Martinez. Francine Moenpundo. Rebecca Dawn Pennington. Kimberly M. Ruoff. Charles Laurel Wanger. Tu Khan. Christopher Scott Eads. Tahani Elbaz Garrison. Ara Esperanza Moreno. Jesse D. Seitz. Richard Dustin Williamson. Ahmad Zabi Rahat. Eliza Barnhart Burkholder. Lisa Nicole King. Kristen Michelle Luce. Jill C. Phillips. Celine Marie Walsh. Please join me in congratulating these recipients of the Master of Arts in Biomedicine, Master of Arts in Conflict Transformation, Master of Arts in Counseling, the Master of Arts in Education, Master of Arts in Interdisciplinary Studies, Master of Business Administration, and Master of Science in Nursing degrees, and the graduate certificates.
Some baccalaureate degree students will be graduating with academic honors today. You'll find the designation of honors listed in the back of your commencement booklet. Now, the undergraduate students will prepare to come forward to receive your diplomas as I read your names. Rachel Aaron Benson. Lisa O. Cooper. Doris S. Fultz. Richard Allen Gillenwater, cum laude. Teresa Ann Richards Gillenwater. Tiffany L. Hartman, in absentia. Myra Faith Hensley. Artie Hermawan, Cords of Distinction. Belinda Corbin Hinkle. Sharisa Lynn Jewell, cum laude, in absentia. Bridget Kohlhaas, cum laude. Regina Maria Moyers. Kevin M. O'Connor, cum laude. Catherine Renee Pence, cum laude. Karuna Pokarel. Kushum Pokarel, cum laude. William R. Whalen. Joseph Nathaniel Arbaugh. Christine Rose Baer, magna cum laude, Cords of Distinction. Nathaniel James Bailey. Andrea Fernanda de Avila Balboa. Michael George Bodner. Carol Maria Brinkley. Jonathan Samuel Burkholder, magna cum laude. Alyssa Annette Cable. Amanda Caroline Chandler, cum laude. Brandy L. Clark, summa cum laude, honors program. Mary Elizabeth Danaher, cum laude. Joshua Kent Defnall. Carrie Joy Denlinger. Erica Joy Detweiler, summa cum laude, honors program. Anne Elizabeth Diller, magna cum laude. Aaron Smeltzer Erb, summa cum laude, honors program, Cords of Distinction. Brendan Smeltzer Erb, summa cum laude, honors program. David Edward Everett, cum laude. Nathaniel Ryan Freed, magna cum laude. Erin Monica Freeman. Peter B. French. Gladys Ziamara Fuentes. Erica Caitlin Garber, summa cum laude, honors program. David Thomas Golden III. Laura K. Glick, cum laude, cords of distinction. Caleb Milton Galladay. Randy Brooke Hagee, honors program. Anya Kim Horning, summa cum laude, honors program. Susan A. Huntley. Heidi S. Jablonski. Rose Marie Jancy, magna cum laude, cords of distinction. Brendan Michael Jeske. Eric Martin King, summa cum laude. Litza Viviana Laboriel, cords of distinction. Myla Litchfield, magna cum laude, honors program. Kendra Jo Litwiller, summa cum laude. Kevin Paul Martin, magna cum laude. Maria Louise Martin, summa cum laude. Kara W. Meyer, cum laude. Han Jion Park, in absentia. Sarah Elizabeth Parson, cum laude. Andrew Youngjin Penner. Bianca Lani Prunes, cum laude.
Thank you so much.
Stephanie Nicole Reinheimer. Krista May Rittenhouse, summa cum laude. Ellen Marie Roth, cum laude. Alexa Lee Short. Hillary Michelle Short, cum laude. Rebecca A. Short, summa cum laude. Ashley Jean Smith. Catherine Marie Sturry, magna cum laude. Kiera Elise Stutzman, magna cum laude, honors program. Melody Jane Tobin, summa cum laude, cords of distinction. Brandon Dibert Waggy, cum laude, honors program, cords of distinction. David Stephen Waybill. Elizabeth Joy Waybill, magna cum laude. Alex Taylor Wynn. David P. Yoder, summa cum laude, honors program. Kayla Ray Yoders. Matthew D. Zimmerman, summa cum laude. Zachary Gordon Zook, summa cum laude, honors program. Lena Zahair Akalada. Maria Alonso. Adrian Matthew Ardrin. Austin Michael Ardrin. Louise E. Babico, magna cum laude. Laura Elizabeth Beckler, cum laude. Autumn Brooke Berry, cum laude. Matthew James Blau. Felicia Kimberly Bowen. Laura Elise Bowman, cum laude. Bridget Aaliyah Brunet, cum laude. Rachel Elizabeth Coakley. Danielle Taylor Cormier, magna cum laude. Marianne Marie Davis, summa cum laude. Maria D. Martinez Diaz. Cassandra Nicole Dispinets. Adam Corey Dodd. Jody Lynn Dyke, magna cum laude. Bonnie Ray Fisher, summa cum laude. Lene Marie Fry. Elsa G. Gallardo. Rachel Marie Gans, in absentia. Megan Ray Geyer. Kenny D. Graber. Brandy Nicole Graham. Michelle Lee Grant. Nicole Rochelle Graf, cum laude, Cords of Distinction. Mark David Harder, magna cum laude. Brooke Lynn Hensley, cum laude. Andrew Lee Otto Hostetter. Rachel Elizabeth Kennel, magna cum laude. Laura June Wolfgang Kelpley, honors program. Jordan David King. Ariel Knight Kaiser, magna cum laude. Andrew Robert Niss, cum laude, honors program. Paula Elaine Bran Lamb, magna cum laude. Molly Sherry Lehman. Nicholas Lopez Flores. Caleb Michael Martin, magna cum laude honors program. Sarah Lynn K. Mast, cum laude honors program. Erin Nicole Meadows. Melissa Ann Mowbray. Joel Christian Murray, cum laude. Andrew Jason Hurst Nofziger, cum laude, honors program. Katarina Witt Napfel, magna cum laude, honors program. Krista M. Nice, summa cum laude, cords of distinction. Sebastian Olguin. Jessica Aaron Paul. Rebecca Ann Pence, cum laude. Victoria Jasmine Phillips. Katrina Marie Price. Meredith Joy Reeser, cum laude, honors program. Sarah Ann Riemann, magna cum laude. Derek Carl Souter, magna cum laude, honors program. Ryan Craig Schlaniger. Muriel Elizabeth Seward. Stephanie Dawn Shelley, magna cum laude. Melanie C. Scherer, magna cum laude. Mara Dawn Short Miller, magna cum laude. Nathaniel Herbert Schumann. John Moore Skelly III. Holly Jane Solomon. Carol Ji-Yun Song, cum laude. Hannah Joy Swartz, magna cum laude. Kathy Alsbury Temple. Isaac George Tice. Heather Dale Teason. Hannah Kathleen Tissue, magna cum laude. Julie Shanks Wagoner. Brandon L. Wanger. Taylor M. Wanger, cum laude. Russell Langdon Winner. Amanda Nicole Wittig. Grace Adeline Yoder, cum laude. Laura Aubrey Zare. Jordan Elizabeth Ayler, in absentia. Kayla Nicole Baltimore. Jennifer Ann Beck. Hattie Lauren Berg, cum laude. Sarah Elizabeth Bergam. Curtis Tyler Blosser. Boudet Boudet. Catherine R. Burling, cum laude honors program. Lauren Breck Bukowski. Bethany Nicole Kraus, magna cum laude. Nicholas Tatanka Custolo. Lauren Elizabeth Dixon. Maria Charlotte Driediger, summa cum laude. Mariah Selena Elliott. Christina Lee France. Jessica Faith Gertson, cum laude. Brooke Crystal Gonzalez. John Paul Goldman. Meredith Caitlin Henson. Emily Ruth Hodges. Jordan Alex Hollinger, cum laude. Aaron Beth Johnson. Chastity Renee Kreider, magna cum laude. Connor Wilson McBroom. Joshua J. Mensa. Katie Lorellen Miller, magna cum laude. Michelle Lynn Mitchell, cum laude. Haley Elizabeth Morris. David Ilunga Mutombo, in absentia. Amanda S. Nix, in absentia. Jennifer Michelle Arantes. Hannah Patterson. Chad Allen Reinford. Jeremy S. Souter. Reginald Sims, Jr. Rachel E. Soffel. Kara Lynn Stutzman. Andrew James Thorne. Allison Brooke Toll. Brian Logan Tony. Emily Louise Watson. Samantha Nicole Wanger. Jacob David Wheeler. Meredith Noel Wilson, cum laude. Emily G. Wise. Chaska Saloma Yoder, summa cum laude honors program. Kelsey Lynette Zook, cum laude. Valentina D. Acevedo. In absentia. Amy Melinda Adams. Sarah Leanne Baker. Charles Evan Becker IV. John Marvin Bethune. Misty Dawn Blackwell. Devin Knott Bloxham. Heather Amanda Bowers. At the end, after. I've already moved. Emily Holland Brunk. Roscoe Albert Carpenter, Jr.
Yay! Okay.
Ashley Candace Kaufelt. Rebecca Nicole Christ, cum laude. Susanna Evans Davis. Christina Marie Dickerson, cum laude. Jonathan Jaed Estrada. Jennifer Filler Morris. Lietzel Ann Ford. Melissa Ann Galladay. Kimberly Ann Harlan, in absentia. Jennifer Ashley Hartzler. Yes, Gary Scott Haynes, cum laude. Trevor Daniel Hansen. Jessica Ray Cassay McAllister. Ellen Payne Kern, cum laude. Keith Vincent Kerr. Bradley Jonathan Knispel. Matthew Ryan Lale. Jessica M. Latimer. Francis Marietta Manley. Yvonne Joy Martin. Laura Thurston Matheny. Brianna Monet Partlow. Sarah Ruth Phillips. Stephen Wayne Quenzer, magna cum laude. Blake Aaron Rogers. Tara Templeton C. Rebecca Jean Sarah. Bethany Denise Schaefer. Ashley Harris Simmons. Lene Slaybaugh. Daniel Jacob Stanley. Caitlin Suzanne Stoffer. Kelly Jean Stein in absentia. Amanda Lee Stowers. Dasha Sitch. Tabitha Vinilovich. Christopher Joao Downs Villegas. Alyssa Joy Weaver in absentia. Wenjin Wu in absentia. Philip Timothy Yoder. Tyler Richard Yoder.
Congratulations again to the class of 2014. Commencement is a day of celebration and farewell, but it is not a final goodbye. We continue to think of each of you as part of our community scattered around the globe. At commencement, we send you with joy to carry what you learned here to new places and people. To mark this sending, graduates, please stand as you are able and receive these words of commissioning. Graduates, today we send you as God's Spirit calls to serve and lead wherever your paths may take you in this wide world. Go as one of us, extending the mission of our university into a world crying out for peace and justice. Bear witness to faith, serve with compassion, and walk boldly in the way of love and peace. In our community, you have acquired new knowledge, values, and skills. Use them to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. Go, receiving and sharing the good news of love, grace, healing, and hope with all you meet along the way. Our prayers go with you. May God bless each of you with courage, wisdom, and joy for your journey. You may be seated.
Rose Landis Baer, parent of graduating senior Christine Baer, will offer the prayer of blessing. Following the prayer, the faculty and graduates will recess to the lawn above the fountain. We invite you to remain in your seats until all of the graduates have recessed to the fountain area. Following the recessional, the audience is dismissed. Rose?
Pray with me, please. Our God, creator of all, help us today and always to love what you have created. Thank you for these graduates, for the paths they have traveled individually and together to reach this point. Today, we ask for a special blessing for them as they begin a new journey. Bless them with a vision of your world as love would make it. Bless them with courage, insight, and perseverance to partner with you in building this world. Bless them with stability and strength that comes from being deeply grounded in your love. May your love fill them and overflow to others as they offer healing and hope. God, this awesome world stands as a testimony of your creativity and delight. Bless these graduates with a measure of that same wonder and creativity as they work to bring your life, your beauty, and your hope to all situations. And finally, God, bless these graduates with joy and passion as they offer their gifts to our diverse world. Amen.